Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let's spend a moment now to remember Cicely Tyson, the Emmy and Tony-winning actress who died yesterday at the age of 96. Her accomplishments were monumental, and they spanned 60 years. Sounder, Roots, How to Get Away with Murder, the autobiography of Jane Pittman. There's so much more. One of the last interviews Cicely Tyson gave was to NPR's Michelle Martin last Friday about her new memoir, Just As I Am, and she reflected on her life.
I was a very shy child. I was an observer. I would sit and observe and listen and watch people's actions. I wanted to know what prompted them to say and do the things that they did. I sucked my fingers for 12 years. I never spoke. I was a silencer, but I was a great observer.
I remember your writing about the effect that a role like Sounder had on people, where you played Rebecca, and I think many people might know the story. Paul Winfield played against you as the Nathan, and you played Rebecca. And it's a story of kind of a loving Black couple basically just trying to live against obstacles.
That's exactly right. Yes.
And what amazed me was you said that some of the reactions that people got when, like, for example, television writers saying that they didn't realize that Black children called their parents dad and mom.
Can you imagine that? I was doing a promotion for Sounder, and after the film was completed, this journalist said that he discovered a bit of bigotry in himself when he realized that this Black boy, which was my first son, Kevin Hooks, called his father Daddy. And when I asked why, he said, "That's what my son calls me." And I was so stunned. It took me a few minutes to catch my breath in order to question whether this man thought that we were human. You know, why can't my son call his Black father Daddy? And it was at that time that I decided I could not afford the luxury of just being an actress. There were certain issues I had to address, And I would use my career as my platform. Hmm.
And you know, we can't let you go without talking about Miles Davis.
Oh. Well, you can, because he was part of my life.
What do you think you learned from that?
I wish people knew the Miles Davis that I knew. Not only was he brilliantly talented, he was brilliantly sensitive. And that is the Miles Davis that people know, that don't know, that he was trying to protect. Mm.
You have a very forgiving spirit.
Well, isn't that what we're supposed to do? Mm. We don't keep riding a rough truck over a sensitive soul. If people are looking for help, and you look and you see them, and you know that they need help, okay, and you can help them. At least I can. I can only speak for myself, okay? And so when I realized that he was in deep trouble and that he said, "I don't want to do that anymore," okay? So when somebody says that to you and they're asking for help, at least I would try to help them.
Before I let you go, do you have some advice for younger artists or those just beginning their careers after you've done so much and seen so much and been through so much? Do you have any advice that you would share?
Just stick with it. Just stick with it. There's a reason why. There's always a reason why you keep going in the direction you chose to go in.
That was Michelle Martin talking with the late Cicely Tyson just 1 week ago about Tyson's new memoir, Just As I Am. You know, I'm a child of the 80s, during that time when all of the TV shows from the 70s like Sounder and Roots were on reruns through syndication. And I actually remember what it was like to see Cicely Tyson on the TV screen. Cicely Tyson was dark brown, her hair was kinky, and she was proud. I'd never seen anything on screen quite like it. By her example, she was telling little black kids like me to be proud too, to stand firmly in our purpose, that we matter, that we have gifts to give to the world. Thank you for the monumental gifts you've given to us, Cicely Tyson, who died yesterday at the age of 96.